are listening to The Recovered Therapist, brought to you by FreshOutOfPlans.com. I'm Jeannie Griffin, and I'll be your host. Instead of focusing on labels, diagnoses, and psychobabble, we keep things honest, simple, and hopeful, so that you can grow personally and spiritually. Thank you for joining me. We discussed some acronyms and slogans that came out of Al-Anon, and now I want to give equal time to ones that came out of AA. And some of the ones we've already talked about with Al-Anon are also used in AA, like HALT, don't get hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, and FEAR, false evidence appearing real. And there are some others that are associated with fear, like feelings every alcoholic rejects, or forget everything and run. Fear can also mean facing everything and recovering. And one that I like is forgetting that everything's all right. You know, sometimes we get in the past and get scared and shameful, and then we get in the future and we get all catastrophic, and it's just okay right there in the present. Okay, when people say, oh, I'm fine, don't say that, because it can mean freaked out, insecure, neurotic, and emotional, or feeling insecure, neurotic, and emotional. Fog, if you run around in a fog, it can stand for fear of God. God can stand for a group of drunks or a group of drug addicts. How about heart? Healing, enjoying, and recovering together. Help, hope, encouragement, love, and patience. How? Honest, open-minded, and willing. Kiss. Keep it simple, stupid. Let go. Leave everything to God, okay? PhD. Pretty heavy drinker. Or piled higher and deeper. Okay, what about rage? Really angry, gut level ego. How about trust? Try relying upon the steps. Oh, I like this one, yeah. But, you know, those people that are always the yeah, but. Okay, so but is being unconvinced totally. Isn't that the truth? When somebody always comes back with a yeah, but, they're not convinced. They've got a reservation. Okay, and let go and let God is one that has been used around 12-step program for a very, very long time. And I just want to remind you also about the quit taking it personally is Q-tip. And AA can stand simply for an attitude adjustment. How about that? How about help? It stands for hope, encouragement, love, and patience. Okay. There is a line in the big book that refers to people experiencing pitiful and incomprehensible demoralization. So a lot of people say, okay, an alcoholic is, and then they go try to define it. Has two DUIs, and check off the list. No, well, there are some alcoholics that never had a DUI, never gone to jail. And so it's not that easy to come up with a formula. But the one thing that every alcoholic, whether you've been to jail or not, you know, there's a saying from Yale to jail, they have experienced pitiful and incomprehensible demoralization. Now, if you take the first letter of each one of those words, pitiful, pay, and pitiful stands for the P, and stands for A, I, incomprehensible, demoralization, D. You have paid your dues. So it doesn't make any difference how much you've used, what you drank, what you didn't drink. I just drank beer. I just drank, you know, spirits or whatever. That doesn't matter. Everybody has felt the pitiful and incomprehensible demoralization. And if you have paid your dues, you don't ever have to drink or drug again. You go into an AA meeting, an NA, CA, whatever A, and you take your chair and don't let anybody run you off, especially the nonsense you listen to in your head. Your head's out to get you. Okay, one more before we go away. Oh, sometimes you'll hear, oh, I've had a slip, which is kind of like a little baby relapse. And slip can stand for sobriety loses its priority. Sobriety loses its priority. I think that's it. Oh, no. Yet. Sometimes you'll hear people say, well, I never had DUIs. And somebody in the room will say, yet. Well, I never robbed a bank. Yet. I never went to prison or jail. Yet. And yet can stand for you're eligible too, or keep drinking and you'll end up there. Like I said, print some of these out, type them up, put them on, you know, scotch tape somewhere around your house, on your refrigerator, on the mirror, someplace where you see them, the visor in your car. And the more repetition, the more you will see these, and they'll get to be part of working of your mind. And when the situation occurs, this thing will pop up, and it'll help you get through the day. Thank you for listening to The Recovered Therapist, where we keep topics honest, simple, and hopeful. I love you. There's not a damn thing you can do about it. Until next time.